יויפי, רבו ישראל, בעזרת השם. So nice. So amazing. Today I thought to myself, in the morning I was so weak. So weak. ממש, no powers at all. And I told myself, you know that no one's going to help you. So, stop wasting time and strengthen yourself. Take yourself seriously. If you decide to serve Hashem, so serve Hashem. And if you want to be lazy, so be lazy. It's okay. Change your name to lazy. And Bezrat Hashem is going to be nice. We're dedicating the Shiur Bezrat Hashem to the success of Zehavit Bat Ruchama Rachel and the success of Aaron Ben Yehudit. That they're going to have Shalom Bayit and they're going to be able to make Kiddush Hashem, huge Kiddush Hashem. Also to Refuah Shlema of Rafael Shachar Ben Zehavit and to the success of Limor Bat Zehavit. And also that Yosef Ben Zehavit is going to be able to find a wonderful apartment close to the Yeshiva. Benachat. Backyard, air condition, view to the Kotel HaMaravi. His wife going to be happy. So, really, this is the reason that we came to the Yeshiva today, to remind ourselves that actually no one going to help us except of Hashem, if we're going to start help ourselves. En mezorzin ela limzorazin. Kadosh Baruch Hu is not helping to someone that doesn't want to help himself. If a man likes sadness and laziness and despair, Kadosh Baruch Hu is not able to help him. Until that you decide, I want to serve Hashem, Kadosh Baruch Hu cannot help you, cannot help you. He cannot. He's handcuffed. He cannot. He's in prison. He's in exile for you. But when you're calling Hashem and you're saying, Ribono Shel Olam, please Hashem, come be with me. Let me serve you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running forward to hug you, to help you, to support you, to heal you, to give you. People that just try that to strengthen themselves and they say, this is it. From now on, I'm going to pray. They saw salvations that you cannot complete. How many books that you're going to try to write, how many volumes to so stories of miracles, it will never going to end, never going to finish. A person that decides, this is it, I'm praying on that, and I'm not stopping that, and I'm not surrendering, and I'm just going to keep on praying and asking, you're going to be answered finally. It's a rule. Amar Rabbi Chanina, Amar Rabbi Chanina, Kol Amarich B'Tfilato, and Tfilato Chozeret Rekam. Everyone that is lengthening his tefillot, his prayers will be answered finally. He will not going to be empty-handed. He's going to receive it. For that, you need to be very strong in faith in Rabbeinu HaKadosh that said, no despair in the world at all. And people are telling me, listen, Arav, from the day that I started to pray to cancel lust for women, from that day, my bad thoughts are going wild. What's going on with me? Even before of Matshuva, I wasn't like that. Mar Kore, what's going on? Arav, what I'm going to do? Avrechim are praying on Parnassah, Ribono Shel Olam, half an hour every day, please Ribono Shel Olam, give us money. And they're losing, and suddenly they receive all of those bills and repo and tickets and fines, and they have to pay, and Social Security is suddenly looking for them for 3 years already. The interest is just growing. Hey, I just started to pray on that. Exactly, just the opposite. What's going on, Ribono Shel Olam? This is the secret. They're checking you if you're a liar or not. They want you to be consistent. Consistent. Just to continue. They want you to keep on praying if it's important to you, like we gave that wonderful example. If you lost 5 shekels, you're going to look for them for 5 minutes. If you lost $1 million, you're going to look for them until the end of your life. You're not going to forget those $1 million. So if Avodat Hashem for you, it's like $1 million and more and more and more, If your eyes are important to you more than $1 million, if your heart is important to you more than $1 million, you're never going to stop praying on your heart that you're going to have a heart. On your eyes, that your eyes are going to be under your control and not under the control of beautiful women and wonderful cars and I don't know what. That you're all distracted, looking like a drunk person, wandering around like a tourist in the streets. They're not yours. Rav Shalom said, the man that wants to have control on his body, he needs to have control, first of all, on his eyes. First of all, if you don't have control on your eyes, none of your organs that belongs to you. They left you, you're mufkar, it's a hefker, it's not yours. They're not listening to you, this is it. Because the eyes saw, the heart desire, and all of the rest of the organs, the body, completing the sin, the avera. So, if you saw, this is it. The heart already desired. It's not in your hands anymore. And then the rest of your hands and legs and chule, gonna do, they're gonna complete the avera. It's not in your hands anymore. The only free choice that you have is if to see or not to see. This is where you have control in your will. And Rabbeinu said, the secret of free choice, if you want, you do. If you don't want, you don't do. Means that if you're opening your eyes, it's because that you want to open your eyes, because you still like to look at women, because you still like to look at cars, because the view, you like it and you enjoy from it and gives you satisfaction, and you still love that. So actually you don't want to close your eyes. This is why the Bodhidut is coming from a point of truth, have to come from a point of truth. That you're going to say, Ribono Shel Olam, the truth is that I don't want to guard my eyes at all. I'm very far from that, really. So many crazy lusts and desires. And I'm enjoying so much to look at all of the crazy things that are flying in the air and that are landing on the ground, walking and crawling and ants in the field. It's an amazing thing to see. And I'm dumb, Ribono Shel Olam. I don't understand how much I'm losing. I don't understand how much I'm losing. How much kedusha I'm losing. So please, Ribono Shel Olam, give me real understanding on that. Let me understand the importance of guarding my eyes. Let me please realize the damage. What am I doing to myself? Please, Ribono Shel Olam, open my eyes to see. That I'm going to be awake. That I'm going to understand what we're talking about at all. What it means to guard my eyes. What's the benefit? What's going to come out from that? If I'm going to guard my eyes. The righteous people are saying that until that a man is totally pure, he cannot understand nothing. So, from which power, which fuel going to give me the power to serve Hashem Yitbarach until I'm going to be clean, if I'm not going to feel no satisfaction from the Avodat Hashem until then? On that you need to pray. Like that Rabbi Natan said once to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he told him, Ribono Shel Olam, now I don't have Parnasa. And Rabbeinu taught us that until that a man is going to be kosher, he will not going to have Parnasa. And until that I'm going to be kosher, it's going to take me a lot of years, and I'm working on it, Baruch Hashem. But until then, please, Ribono Shel Olam, give me parnasa, my money, based on the fact that in the future, I'm going to be a kosher person. That tefillah helped him to find parnasa for 12 years, if I'm not wrong. 12 years, partner of his father, came to his father in the same day, and told him, hey, what's going on with Natan, your son? He said, Baruch Hashem, he's a Breslev Hasid, he's broke. They told him, look, let's make him a partner in our business. Every one of us is going to put a small amount of money, and we're going to add him as a partner, and he's going to make money as one of the partners. The father was very happy. The partners, Baruch Hashem, received that goodwill from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, put that in their hearts. And for 12 years, Rabbi Natan was receiving his parnasa as a partner of a business that never saw, that never was part of that business at all. So, because of that tefillah, a tefillah that came from a point of truth, that he said, Ribono Shel Olam, I'm not kosher at all. I don't deserve to find my parnasa at all. That it's going to fly into my hands at all. But you know that I want. Inside I have that soul. I have that will. I have that strong desire to serve you. And to dedicate my life to be a kosher person. And I'm doing whatever I can. I'm doing my Shait Bodedut every day. I'm going to the yeshiva. I'm listening to shiurim. I'm trying, Ribono Shel Olam. It's not in my hands. If I could push a button, I would push that button. I would be crazy enough to push that button without thinking on the consequences. I would push that button. Even though that I would lose all of my satisfactions. because I'm so wrapped in all of lust and desires that all of my chiyut I receive from those nonsense. But still, I would do that. I have that point of view of truth to do that. I would do that. So please, Ribbono Shel Olam, based on that, loan me money, give me money from the future, based on the future, that in the future to come, I'm going to be kosher. How we can tell that you're going to be kosher in the future? Because he's counting on the righteous people. If the righteous people are saying to you that by doing 1 hour a day, you will not going to see face of hell, by doing half an hour on one subject, praying, itbodeduyot, requests on one subject, you're going to achieve that finally. If you don't believe them, so why are you doing that? If Rabbotenu are saying to us that by doing tshuva, you're erasing all of your avonot, totally, and you are like a complete righteous man, tzadik gamur. If you don't believe them, so why are you doing tshuva? Why are you doing tshuva if you don't believe that when you're going out from the field, you're a kosher man? Why you went to the field? Why you went to the field? If you don't believe that by doing tshuva, they're erasing all of your avonot, like that it's written in few places in the Gemara HaKadosha. Like that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying in the prophecies, in all of the Nevuot, Shuvu Elai Vashuva Elechem, just do tshuva, all of the righteous people are rebuking Am Yisrael, do tshuva. If you don't believe in power of tshuva, why are you doing tshuva? If after that you made tshuva, you keep on chasing after yourself, and punishing yourself, and hating yourself, and blaming yourself, and insulting yourself, and talking Lashon Hara on yourself, it means that you don't believe that you're clean. It means that you think that you're filthy, that you're contaminated. Why? Because that you sinned. But you made tshuva on that. You remember that you made tshuva. You confessed. You said, Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm sorry. We need to strengthen ourselves in faith, in Chachamim. If Rabbeinu said, don't worry, we're not allowed to be worried. If Rabbeinu said, you're not allowed to be afraid, we're not allowed to be afraid anymore. This is it. What the worst thing that can happen to you? They're doing it all for us that we're going to progress, that we're going to save our own lives. And you should believe in yourself. And if you don't believe in yourself, you cannot start. If you're cursing yourself and you hate yourself and you blame yourself and you hate yourself and you don't like yourself and you're not supporting yourself, who you want to wake up and to support you? Who? Your wife, she's too busy. Your rabbi, he's too busy. Your friends, they're too busy. Your children, they're not able to. And they're too busy. Who's going to help you? You have to help yourself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is helping to the one that helps himself. Means that he wants, that he's standing, that he's praying, that he's deciding, again, I'm going to stand up on my legs, no matter what's going to happen to me. I'm not looking to the sides, I don't care, so I fail, no worries, I'm going to stand up again. So what? You have a goal. There is millions of dollars, there are gold and diamonds and rubies and pearls and heaven in front, heaven. You know what's going on in heaven? No one knows. It's amazing. One of the righteous people said, if you're just going to open the heaven for 1 minute, just going to open and close in that moment, all of Am Yisrael, everyone, all of the world, going to do tshuva, going to say Shema Yisrael, Hashem is the King. For 1 minute, just going to open and close. This is it. 1 second. Remove the curtain. 1 moment. Like that. This is it. Everyone's going to be terrified. This is it. Cancel free choice. Everyone serving Hashem Yitbarach in Mesirut Nefesh. No one cares on nothing. Like the Zohar Kadosh is saying, if Am Yisrael would know how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loved them, they would chase after him like lions. But it's not a big deal to serve Hashem Yitbarach if he showed himself to you. The big deal is to serve Hashem Yitbarach counting on faith. When you don't see, when the faith is in the nights, when you don't see, when we're walking in darkness, and then we're choosing, I'm going to serve Hashem. I don't care. When all lusts and desires are overpowering on us, and more difficulties, and more stress, and more fears, and more anxieties, and more and more and more. Then to serve Hashem Yitbarach, this is greatness. This is huge. This is how you can achieve something, that you're really going to have something in your hand. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants you to learn in the field, you're going to learn in the field. And if he wants you to learn in Bet Midrash, learn in Bet Midrash. One needs to be a doctor, one needs to be a lawyer, one needs to be, I don't know what, an advisor for something. Everyone's got something else that he needs to learn. Not everyone can learn in a clinic. Not everyone can learn in an office. Not everyone can learn in a hotel. Everyone's got a different job in life. You're going to save people if you're going to be a good, if you're going to complete your job as a Rebbe in Yeshiva, going to teach, you're going to save people from there. You, if you're going to really find who that you are, you're going to save people in the streets. And you're going to save them in the streets of Hawaii. Everyone in different place. You don't know. You don't know where are the sparks that you are in charge of them. Only Hashem knows. So you should ask Hashem, Ribono Shel Olam, bring me to the place that my tikkun is over there, that I need to complete my task, my mission over there. Let me know who I am, what my soul is screaming from inside, and I cannot hear it. Who am I, Ribono Shel Olam? Who am I? What should I do in this world? What can I do for you, Ribono Shel Olam? Every day, every single day, if you're brave, every moment of your life, if you're strong, every moment of your life. When they asked Rabbi Nachman what was the greatness of his grandmother, Marat Odel, the daughter of Abal Shem Tov, they said that Abal Shem Tov was preferring her than his boys, to take her to all of his travelings, to all of his masaot. He would choose her all of the time. She was so huge. So they asked Rabbi Nachman, what was so huge in your grandmother, Marat Odel? He said she was always asking Hashem Yitbarach, what can I do for you? What can I do for you? Is it hard to ask? Is it hard to ask that question? It's very simple, Ribono Shel Olam. Don't we want to ask that question? We want to. So why won't we? Let's start. This is it. We need to start believing ourselves that we should take it seriously. Every single moment of our lives. Before you eat, you should ask Ribono Shel Olam, do you want me to eat all of the food that's on the table? Or a little bit? What do you want me to eat, Ribono Shel Olam? So you decided, I'm going to eat a little bit. But if now you see your wife, she's pushing food into your plate, maybe you need to eat more. Now if you're going to refuse, maybe Hashem wants you. Don't know, there are sparks. It's all spiritual. You think that you know how much you need to eat. What's going on after that you eat? You don't know. You think, I'm full, I'm not full, I like it, I don't like it. It's all nonsense. Hashem's got a different will. A man can live with no food, and a man can eat huge amounts of food, and to stay righteous. To stay righteous. There were huge tzaddikim. For an example, the Or HaChaim HaKadosh. In Shabbos, the Or HaChaim HaKadosh was eating an amount of food that was enough for a huge family. He was eating it alone. Alone. Huge amounts of food. And usually in the regular days of the week, he almost didn't eat at all. He had that ability. It was his job. It was part of his Avodat Hashem. In Shabbos, he was eating huge amounts of food that we cannot understand. He took a second wife. The second wife made for him food for the first Shabbos. There is a halakha that you need to taste the food of Shabbos before in Erev Shabbat, before of Shabbat. He came to taste the food that she prepared for Shabbos. He finished all of the food that she made for all of the Shabbos. She didn't know what to do with herself. She began to be pale. She almost fainted. He ate all of the food and went, said Shabbat Shalom, and went to the Bet Knesset. And she's standing in the house shaking. This is it, first Shabbos, no food. So his first wife, she was expecting that to come. She prepared food also for her for that Shabbos. And she brought all of the food. You can see love between righteous women that you cannot understand that at all. Righteous people are humble. When you're humble, you can connect yourself to the will of Hashem. When you're arrogant, you want to force yourself on Hashem. Hashem can bring me money. Hashem can give me shalom bayit. Hashem can help me to raise my kids. Hashem can give me this. Hashem can give me... You need to give to Hashem. Hashem doesn't need to give you nothing. Have you said enough thanks on all of what that you received until now, that Hashem is going to keep on serving you, supplying to you all of your needs? Who are you? You have an agreement. Where is it written? In the Torah it's written that Hashem is going to give. It's written that you also should give. Are you giving? Are you fulfilling all of your obligations that now Hashem has to fulfill all of his obligations? He's giving a lot more than you deserve. Each and every one of us. Each and every one of us. We're not even close by huge distance to fulfill the obligation on one mitzvah. The Noam Elimelech said on himself when he was 50, he said, how can it be A man that is already 50 years old and haven't kept one mitzvah in his life. He looked at himself. Mm-hmm. One mitzvah. Do you know that you made one mitzvah? You know what it means to make mitzvah? You're sure that you know that mitzvah? Rab Chiya, one time in his life, Rab Chiya, the holy Tana, Kadosh Vanora, Rab Chiya, one time he put his tefillin, the strap of the tefillin was backward, afucha. He was fasting on that for 40 days. Because that one time he put the strap of the tefillin upside down. 40 days he was fasting for that, 40 taniyot, 40 fasts. Can you understand what it means? Where are we? We're not even close. The righteous people, they're so humble. They understand the importance of every mitzvah and mitzvah. They understand the greatness of the mitzvah, the obligation, it's a merit. Thank you, Hashem. Thank you, Hashem. This is my approach. Thank you, Hashem. This is what that I see. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I have a lacking? Of course. I sinned so many times. And with all of my avonot, this is the punishment. It's a huge joke. Thank you, Hashem, on the punishments. Those are punishments. It's not punishments at all. You're hugging me. You're kissing me. You love me. You're covering me. You're wrapping me with your kindness, with your love, with everything, every kind of rachmanut. You let me live in your world. You helped me to wake up this morning. Thank you, Hashem. Thank you. I could keep on sleeping. Who promised to me that I'm going to wake up? I don't even remember my Kriyat Shema for yesterday. If I should do tshuva on it, or if there is something to do tshuva on. What's my connection to Shachari, to Mincha, to Arvi? I'm not connected at all. Please, Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Thank you, first of all, on what that you gave me, and I'm not deserved at all, at all, at all. One time came a righteous man from Hungary to Lizhensk, to meet the Noam Elimelech, Rabbi Elimelech from Lizhensk, first time in his life. So he came to Lizhensk, and he wanted to prepare himself, so he went to the mikveh. Dipped in the mikveh, and when he's dressing, suddenly he sees someone in the mikveh, an old avrech. It was the Noam Elimelech, and he doesn't know that it's the Noam Elimelech. He came to see him from Hungary to Poland, and he never seen him in his life. There was no Facebook and all of those WhatsApp to see how the Noam Elimelech looks like. He came, he's in the mikveh, and he sees the Noam Elimelech over there, an avrech. So that Avrech, the Noam Elimelech, is coming to him and telling him, oh, Shalom Aleichem, how are you? What are you doing here? He said, I came from Hungary and he's so happy. I came from Hungary here with one intention, to see the righteous man of the generation, to see the Noam Elimelech, the holy rabbi, the Noam Elimelech. So the Noam Elimelech is looking at him and telling him, also to Hungary that lie came on that liar. On that horrible, pathetic person. Also, until Hungary it came, all of that horrible lie. So that person began to be furious. And he told him, Ya Rasha Merusha, Ocher Israel, how are you talking on the righteous man, the Noam Elimelech? You are an evil person. How can you talk like that? He told him, look, he's not so huge like you think. He's a liar. I'm not talking to you. Dressed himself, took himself out from the mikveh, went to his hotel, to his apartment, wore the clothes for of Shabbos, to meet the Noam Elimelech, all arranging himself, 100% fixed, coming to the house of the Noam Elimelech, opening the door, entering. He sees that guy from the mikveh. Sits on the chair of the Noam Elimelech. Suddenly he realized it was the Noam Elimelech. He doesn't know what to do with himself, full with shame. Took his head down. He's saying to himself, what I'm going to do? I'm going to look at his face. What I'm going to tell him? The Noam Elimelech saw that. He stood up. He came to him. So that person started to apologize. I'm sorry. Harav, I'm apologize for calling you a liar. Told him, listen. The things that I told you in the mikveh, they were truth. And the things that you told me in the mikveh, they were also truth. So it's all okay. It's all good. Nothing happened. Nothing happened. They're not liars. They're checking themselves, and this is what they see. We have to understand, the righteous people are not liars. The Nomeli Melech said once, for sure I'm going to have life in the world to come. The students asked him, how do you know? On what are you counting? He said, they're going to ask me, have you learned Torah? I'm going to tell them no. They're going to ask me, have you prayed? I'm going to answer no. They're going to ask me, have you done good deeds, actions, chesed, kindness? I'm going to say no. Because he said, they're going to tell me, you're right. And because that you said the truth, you deserve to have a share in the world. This is the Noam Elimelech. And they're not lying. They're not lying, not lying. How can it be that he's not lying and he was so great? We never saw a Talmid Chacham like Noam Elimelech. Forget it. We never saw a Baal Tfilah like the Noam Elimelech. Forget it. We never saw someone so kind and nice like the Noam Elimelech with great actions, great deeds that we can ever imagine. So, how can he say those horrible things on himself and not to be a liar? To be a man of truth. Because the truth is that we have a body, and that body is filthy, and nothing gonna change it. And we need to wake up to understand that. The arrogant is forcing the man to deny. I'm not a liar, I'm working on my truth. He wants to be a man of truth, so he's starting to lie that he's a man of truth, and that he is trying so hard, and he's not trying hard at all. He's just taking care of himself, and he wants everyone to be quiet. And to help him to keep on denying and keep on lying and keep on building that horrible lie, scam. The truth is that you're a liar. That you're a liar. That I am a liar. If you would talk Hebrew, I would always say we. But in English, I don't know. It doesn't fit for me to say. But the truth is that I'm thinking we and I'm saying you. Just that you're going to know. Always. In Hebrew, I would say we. Anach. But I don't know. It's English, it doesn't sound good. Maybe you need to be rebuked some little bit. The truth is that we are very, very low because of our body. And we need to understand and to accept it. I have a contaminated body, physical body, with bones, with flesh, with fingernails, with lust, with desires, with jealousy, with envy, with sadnesses, with frustrations, with fears, with anxieties. The body have those. It's not qualities of the soul, of the spirit of the man. The soul, like we explained before, just wants Hashem. It's got a source, it's a spiritual source, it's Hashem Yitbarach himself, and like Koach Meshicha Hafuch, upside down, reverse gravity. It comes from that source, from spiritual source, so it always wants to go back. We're coming, the body is coming from a physical source, from the ground, from the earth, so it always wants to go back, always wants to rest. Give him a chair, he wants to lie down. He's standing, he wants to sit. Give him a chair, he wants to lie down. Give him whatever, as much as he can go. Lower. You find yourself sitting and learning. After a while, you find yourself looking for a way to the ground. What's going on? This is the body. The body is lazy and nothing going to change it. Moshe Rabbeinu, it took him 80 years of Mesirut Nefesh until that Bara Olam replaced his body. This is Moshe Rabbeinu's body. With us, Baruch Hashem, we're going to feed a few worms. What's going on with that? You're a green person. You're going to pay back to the world your share. You're going to feed the worms. Baruch Hashem, we can join Greenpeace. Wonderful. I have a green matbeka. You see? We're communicating. What? We're good. We're modern. We're green. What they want from us? Charedim, charedim, charedim. What? We're green. We're donating. We're donating to Greenpeace. So... Ay, ay, ay. So,
The mouth is illuminating, like we learned in Torah Lamed Dalet, to the heart. And Rashi explained, Kefiken, my heart is going after the mouth, after the tshuva. If a man is talking horrible things, so his heart going to be contaminated. If a man is talking only Torah and Tefillah, his heart going to be pure. Maybe it's going to take a certain time to purify that contaminated heart. But if he's going to be stubborn to keep on doing that daily, he's going to purify his heart. And it means, Hainu she'ir hanekuda shelo bavav shelo, that the point of wisdom illuminated in his vav, in his holy tablets, in his heart. She'ir pi yedaber chokhmot behagut libi tevunot, that the mouth that is talking wisdoms is illuminating in the heart that is revealing the wisdom of the man, the understandings of the man. Means that by what that you explained yesterday, by that we learn something today and then we're going with it to the field and talking about it with ourselves, with Hashem. Please, Ribbono Shel Olam, when I'm going to be able to keep those wonderful words that I learned today? When, Boro Olam, I'm going to act like that also? When I'm going to remember you, Ribbono Shel Olam, like what we learned today in the Gemara, like we learned today in Likutei Moran, like we learned today in Likutei Halachot, like we learned today in Garden of Peace, in Brit Yishalo, like I learned today in Yeshiva, Ribbono Shel Olam, what's going to be with me? What's going to be with me? When you're doing that, you're bringing those wisdoms into your heart. And you purify and cleaning your heart. And instead of having broken tablets, you have the holy tablets. They're coming back to illuminate. Uchtiv bo, and it's written in that, Vaydaber al libam, that Yosef HaTzadik, he was talking on the heart. He was explaining them. Peresh Rashi, Rashi explained, Dvarim amityashvin al halev, words that are settled on the hearts, means words like that it's written, Dvarim ha-yotzim min ha-lev, nichnasim el ha-lev, words that comes out from the heart, entering into the heart of the one that listens. So, because that Yosef, he was pure, he had a heart, and he was talking right, he was talking logic, he was talking truth, so his words were accepted on the hearts. Means that he had that ability to purify the hearts. So a man should purify his own heart and also to work on that, to purify the hearts of his followers, of his people that depend on him, his friends, his family, all of the ones that wants to hear an advice from him. Hainu, Rabbeinu brings that back to our understanding, She'ir ha-nekuda klaliyut shelo, that his general point was illuminating, Belev kol Yisrael, in the heart of all of Am Yisrael. In the heart of all of Am Yisrael. Everyone have that ability to illuminate in the hearts of all of Am Yisrael. Rabbi Yisrael Misalan said that when people are talking Lashon Hara in the Beit Midrash, in, where we said?
The Lojin?
I'm not sure. Somewhere, maybe. In a certain Beit Midrash. So people in Paris, they are talking Lashon Hara, they are breaking Shabbos. If people are talking Lashon Hara in Beit Midrash somewhere, in another city, people now are breaking Shabbos because of that. And you don't know. And from the other side, from the positive side also, if you're doing mitzvah in one place, people gonna get closer to Hashem Yitzvarach in a different place. Like we learned in Likutei Moran a few months ago, weeks ago, that when you are talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're creating spirits, you're creating souls, and those souls are going and looking for places to dress in, to enter to those places, and they found and finding people, bodies, that until now they didn't have no soul. Those words, our souls, our spirits, and you're saying them, please, Ribbono Shel Olam, let me keep Shabbos. And that word is going and looking for a body, and suddenly it finds someone that is capable to receive that light. It can be in New York, it can be in Amsterdam, it can be in Thailand, it can be in India, it can be in, I don't know, wherever. Even in Canada. Yes. And suddenly you're waking up. And suddenly you're saying to yourself, hey, maybe I'm going to keep Shabbos from now on. Huh? What? Keep Shabbos? Like that I came first time to my father, I told him, I think I'm going to keep Shabbos from now on. He told me, don't make a fool out of yourself. This was his answer. It was very logic to the place that we were in to say that. Don't make a fool of yourself. Don't. It's a joke. What, are you kidding me? After 2 months, I told him, I think I'm going to get married. After another 2 months, I was in yeshiva. Then he told me that he's going to kill himself. I asked the Rav, I told him, Rav, what I'm going to do? My father told me that if he's going to see me, someone snitched, someone told him that he saw me giving him CDs in the intersections, looking for my parnasa, begging for charity, and told me if I'm going to hear one time more that you're giving CDs, that you're collecting tzedakah in intersections, I'm killing myself. I'm driving with my car to a cliff and I'm jumping. I came to Arav Shalom. I told him, Arav, what I'm going to do? My father and I'm working in Jerusalem. Arav, all of my family are here. They're, for sure they're going to see me. In a few days they're going to see me again. What I'm going to do? Tell me, go do a fatzah outside of Jerusalem. No problem. My father, Baruch Hashem, is healthy, alive. Baruch Hashem, coming to visit now. He's doing Kiddush now in Shabbos. Yes, things are developing, but you cannot see that. You cannot see that. There are people that cannot do tshuva without a rebuke, without a shocking situation in their lives. They're not waking up. They're too thick. They're too lazy. They're not. They're too deep in the lie, in these lust and desires in the world, in the darkness of this world. Husks are covering them too much. They cannot wake up. You have to scream on them. You need to shake their lives. Mamash. If you're going to have the wisdom, you're going to learn how to do that in a pleasant way. To talk to people, to give them an advice, with a smile, to give them a CD, to give them a book in the right time. Like that amazing example I told you. Someone came to the yeshiva because of our English program flyer. What's the connection? What's the connection? Just that Hashem wanted. You're going with CDs, you're going with something that now Baruch Hashem, we're working on making more things. Maybe we should make a kartise bikur. How do you say kartise bikur?
Business cards.
Business card, something of our non-profit business. To hand it to people that they're going to have to tell them there is YouTube, there is Facebook, there is Yeshiva, you can come, you can to wake people to give them the opportunity. How many people just clicked Likutei Moharan in Rav Google's Yeshiva and they found themselves in Yeshiva Chod Shel Chesed? You don't know, there is a secret pass, secret door over there between Rav Google's yeshiva to our yeshiva. You're entering through Google, Rav Google's yeshiva, and you find yourself in Chod Shel Chesed in Jerusalem. So you write Likutei Moharan, you're writing Shabbat, you're writing Tfilin, you're writing Rabbi Nachman Breslev, you're writing Uman. Suddenly you find yourself in the yeshiva, sitting, learning Torah. Amazing. People are doing tshuva because of that. People are converting because of that. People are making aliyah, coming to Eretz Israel only because of that secret door that we, Baruch Hashem, that we built, Baruch Hashem. Hashem gave us the key to Rav Google's yeshiva, you know, we're in the Windows 2014. We have friends in the high windows. Baruch Hashem. Everyone have that ability to connect himself to the hearts of all of Am Yisrael by loving them, by caring about them, by praying on them, by developing a heart to Am Yisrael. If you want to achieve something, if you have a problem, I told you that once I came to Arab with problems on Parnassah, and I came to Arab and I asked him, he told me first of all you need to understand that your problems are not private problems. All of Am Yisrael are in that place. All of Israel have so many difficulties with Parnassah. And the ones that have a lot of money, they have the hardest time of mamash. More than the ones that are poor. The ones that are rich, they're suffering. They don't have a day, they don't have a night, they cannot eat, they cannot drink, they cannot sleep. They want to kill themselves. They have money. Everyone are looking at them and they don't know what to do, where to hide the money and who gonna... What they got? It's craziness. You have money, I pay. It's the worst thing of them all. You don't know. What are you going to do? Nimtza. Now we can understand. Sha'al yedei shalosh b'chinot elef. That by those three aspects. Haynu, itkashrut ha-tzadikim. To bond ourselves to the righteous people. V'hem ya'iru bo. And they're going to illuminate in that person. Ki hem ha-nekuda klaliyut Yisrael. Because they are the general point of all of Am Yisrael. V'ye'oreru et libo. And they're going to wake up that man's heart. Our heart. וגם על ידי שידבר עם חברו, and also by that poor person gonna go and talk with his friends. Hey, today in the field it was an amazing experience. Really, I tried what the Dror said in the shiur, and I closed my eyes and I said, please, Ribono Shel Olam, let me feel you, hug me, let me feel that you're with me, that you're private supervision, let me understand that you're here. I tried it, and you know, it was amazing. And now that friend is going to go and take that point from you, and he's going to try that also, and also for him it's going to be amazing, and he's going to talk to his wife, and his wife not going to try that. Just after 2 weeks, one friend going to call her, and she's going to tell her, you know, I heard there is an amazing advice. It's from Rav Shalom. Rav Shalom said that you need to do this and that. And that friend going to go, and it's going to save her life. And she's going to tell someone else. And we're spreading. And we're spreading the light of Rabbeinu in the world. And you're going to tell him on your experience, and he's going to tell you something. And you have to want to accept from him. To listen. And even if he's not talking, you can accept from him the fact that he's listening to you. You should be envious, to be jealous at him. How he's got that ability to listen to me. And I just want him to keep on being quiet and not open his mouth, that I'm going to be able to keep on talking and talking and talking. Where am I going to buy that silence? כל ימי ישבתי בין החכמים ולא מצאתי לגוף טוב אלא שתיקה. All of my life I was between חכמים. And I couldn't find nothing good to myself, to my body to do, except of being quiet. This is the highest level of them all. To listen, to accept, to learn. And by that you're going to talk to your friend, יכול גם כן כל אחד ואחד להאיר ולעורר לב חברו. Everyone can illuminate the heart of his friend also. וגם על ידי עצמו, and also by himself, שמדבר בינו לבין קונו. Look, Rabbeinu is saying exactly what that I told you before from my heart. Exactly the same words. וגם על ידי עצמו. And also by himself. What it means by himself? שמדבר בינו לבין קונו. That he's talking between him to Hashem Yitbarach. Means that the main hitbodedut is when you're talking to yourself with Hashem Yitbarach in the field. That you're confessing when Rabbeinu is there. When you're talking to yourself, convincing yourself to serve Hashem finally, and Hashem is there, listening to your hishtadluyot, to your efforts, to your prayers, to your will, to all of the effort that you're putting in Avodat Hashem. Hashem sees that. Hashem doesn't need us to carve and to argue with Him through tefillot, through requests. Please Hashem, give me that, give me that, give me that, give me that. No. If you want, it's enough. Retzon yere'av yaseh. He's fulfilling the will of the one that are through, the one that wants to get closer to Him. Only a will is enough already. That Hashem is going to listen to your will. יכול גם כן לעורר את לבבו. By that you can wake up your heart. על ידי פי ידבר חוכמות. By that your mouth is going to talk wisdoms. ויסיר ממנו עורלת לב. And going to remove from himself the covering of the heart. Thank you very much.